They're doing all they can to keep gas prices down. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. White House Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm tells Fox News Sunday it's all about supply and demand.
When Russia invaded Ukraine, that pulled millions of barrels off of the global market. Since oil is traded globally, we have to make up for that lost amount of fuel. And that's why the president has called for this increase in releasing and increase in production.
AAA says the national average price for a gallon of regular is $3.90. We're less than 3 months away from the midterm elections, and both parties are working hard to get voters to the polls.
GOP Congressman Andy Biggs of Kentucky blames President Biden and Democrats for a strain on Americans' wallets.
They're paying more for virtually everything. Gas prices have doubled. There's an energy crisis in this country.
Democratic House member Sean Patrick Maloney of New York counters, saying fuel costs are down and inflation is easing.
Not where we want to be, but we're making real progress. The other side, of course, has no plan to lower costs. They only have a ploy to win power for themselves.
Both were on NBC's Meet the Press. Democrats hope to at least hold slim majorities in the House and Senate after November 8th.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. House Republican Liz Cheney won't be on the ballot in November. She lost her primary last week to a candidate backed by former President Trump, but she says she has no regrets.
I feel sad about where my party is. I feel sad about the way that too many of my colleagues have responded to what I think is a great moral test and challenge of our time.
The Wyoming lawmaker who co-chairs the January 6th committee was on ABC's This Week. She says she's considering a run for president in 2024. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Mounting tensions between Ukraine and Russia as both blame the other for attacks near a nuclear power plant. During a joint phone call today, President Biden spoke with the leaders of Britain, France, and Germany. Reuters is reporting they stressed the importance of ensuring the safety and security of the facility.
Russia is accusing Ukraine of poisoning some Russian troops outside of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. This would have taken place at the end of July, and one Ukrainian official within the government says that this could have all been as a result of expired canned meat. Well, tensions are only flaring up outside of Europe's largest nuclear power plant.
Fox's Alex Hogan. A man who allegedly had sinister weekend plans has been arrested in Washington state. Police in Grant County believe Jonathan Moody wanted to shoot up a music festival on Friday night. Witnesses tell police they saw Moody load two pistols and then tuck the weapons in his waistband. They also say he wanted to know when the concert would be ending and where people would be leaving. A Massachusetts woman who thought her wedding ring was gone forever gets it back after an appeal on social media.
Francesca Teal told the Boston Globe that she was tossing a football with her husband at North Beach in Hampton, New Hampshire, when her ring that once belonged to her great-grandmother slipped off her finger. After hours of searching in the water, Teal took to Facebook, asking anyone with a metal detector to be on the lookout. Lou Ossie saw the post. The 60-year-old spent 2 days searching for the ring with his metal detector. And just before calling it quits, Lou found the ring buried beneath the sandy ocean floor. He returned the family heirloom to Teal's home. Teal says this stranger act of kindness has strengthened her faith in humanity. Mary Corsetti, Fox News.
The latest Dragon Ball movie crushed the competition at the box office, earning more than $20 million. Beast was second. Pam Puso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.